One has to realize that between the early 1990s, when Japan first went into this period of stagnation, until about 3-4 years ago when Japan emerged from it, that they actually carried out a policy challenge relatively well. I mean, in the sense that you had what amounted to a failing banking system. You had the commercial real estate prices in Tokyo, for example, falling from 87% from their pre-collapse peak. And yet, at the same time, Japan managed to avoid long periods of negative GNP growth.
So this suggestion to basically circumvent the Bank of Japan, can you see it possibly being a way to stimulate the economy?
It sounds to me like just from a technical point of view, how they would distribute it, how it would go into circulation and crowd out existing notes. I mean, it sounds like something that, it sounds frankly off the wall. And of course, an earlier attempt was made, they suggested passing out 12,000 yen per household to stimulate the economy, and that was laughed out of court by much of the population as being just a gimmick. And I suspect this will be seen the same way.
Why would it emerge, as you mentioned, the LDP?
Well, I think it's a sign of desperation. There are two things going on. One is, of course, that the economic news for Japan over the last 4 months has been really, really grim. I mean, it's scary. All the economic indicators are looking very bad. That's one thing. The second thing is that the Liberal Democratic Party, which has been in control of Japan's political institutions with one brief hiatus since 1955, is now staring electoral defeat in the face. It's difficult to see how they can pull, they can snatch victory out of the jaws of defeat. The combination of this intense political dilemma and this economic dilemma, I think, has given rise to this suggestion. I don't see that it's going to fly. I mean, the bureaucracy, which has an enormous amount of power in Japan, will resist it. And even if it did fly, if something like this were to, you know, they were essentially to have a new issue of currency that would be put into the hands of households, the problem is not a lack of liquidity in the economy. It's that people aren't spending, and people aren't spending because they're scared.
Looking at the political aspects here, is this fracturing within the LDP? Because it's only some members of the ruling party who are speaking out against this. A lot of the heavyweights are nullifying it.
Are in support. Well, it does suggest, how shall I put it, a breakdown in message control, in that you have some people floating these trial balloons and others shooting them down. As I say, the bigger problem is that the party just has not, since former Prime Minister Koizumi stepped down, not been able to come up with an attractive prime minister. And you have also, what's also quite significant is that in the Democratic Party of Japan, which is the primary opposition party, you have really for the first time in the post-war period a coherent party that gives every sign of being able to govern. Some of Japan's most innovative political thinkers are in that party, and it may be that voters will be willing to trust it.